Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by Hims. Has anyone seen a balding guy with terrible acne walking around like he can't get an erection and thought, that's one lucky son of a bitch right there? Well, if you are a balding guy with terrible acne that can't get an erection, you're probably not real happy with me right now. But that's okay, because I'm about to change your life for the better. All you need to do is go to 4hims.com, and within 30 seconds, you're going to realize you'll soon be able to cancel at least one of your porn subscriptions. 4hims.com is the one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. They have prescription solutions backed by science. All you need to do is answer a few quick questions. Doctors will review them and can prescribe you what you need. Best part is the product is shipped directly to your door, so you don't have to tell the extremely attractive nurse at the doctor's office your dick is pathetic. I've done that before, and it's incredibly embarrassing, especially when you're just in for a flu shot. Order now. My listeners get a trial month for Hims for just $5 today, right now while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/factor. That's FORHIMS.com/factor. 4hims.com/factor.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always jittery.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, October 2nd. Our top stories for the day. I'm going to give the details for the new USMCA trade deal that will replace NAFTA. Mark's going to take the soft corner, putting a mom who sued a high school when her son didn't make the varsity team in there.
If you think your mom's soft, just wait.
And Pat and Wes are going to take us through a lightning round of other headlines. All right, so let's talk NAFTA, USMCA. A trade deal to replace NAFTA between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada was finally reached late Sunday night, and it's now called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. Hmm. Yeah, so it's definitely not as good of an acronym, but let's talk about what the deal actually does to see if it was worth all the drama to make it happen. I mean, you remember all the tariffs between the U.S. and Mexico, then between the U.S. and Canada. All that jazz that we've talked about in the past.
So, maple, yeah, sure. Maple syrup tariffs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Wool, all kinds of stuff.
It's a sleeker and sexier new name. Not as good of an acronym, not as clunky.
But most importantly, we're listed first also.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a high priority.
Damn right.
Negotiation. All right, so what's new? Well, not much really. There are some changes to the old deal designed at creating more auto, dairy, and wheat jobs in the U.S. in particular. Also, the North American auto industry for all three countries is going to get a little bit better in the long term because more cars will need to be built in, quote, high wage areas. But other than that, the $1.2 trillion a year deal is pretty much the same as the old deal.
Why do you think Mexico only got one letter?
Well, so did Canada.
Canada got MCA, no, USMCA.
CA, A stands for agreement.
Oh, okay.
Shit. Oh, damn. Yeah. Damn. That's fucked
there
up.
There you go.
Yeah. When you say high wage areas, it's more like you mean like high wage countries, right? That's the...
Well, right. So it means like imported cars, right? 45% of however they calculate that, the car has to be built in a high wage area. So like they can't build everything in Taiwan or Uzbekistan or something. So like
right. BMW, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like not like high wage areas like in your country, like LA instead of Detroit. It's like high wage countries, essentially. Taiwan right. versus US.
Right. So if Nike started making cars, they'd be fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Do they say which part of the 45%? Like, is it the engine?
No, I'm not familiar. That is probably extremely complicated how it's defined. I mean, this
tires?
Is like thousands of pages, I think, is the full agreement. One key change at the very end of the agreement is that all members cannot purposely manipulate the exchange rates of their currency. Specifically, they have to avoid devaluation to gain a competitive advantage in producing exports. And so that sounds boring because it is, but many experts believe that this change is aimed at establishing a precedent for whenever they make a trade deal with China, whenever the U.S. makes a trade deal with China, because Trump has made claims that China devalues their currency purposely to make their exports more attractive and gain an unfair competitive advantage.
So crafty.
Yeah. So Trump's now going to take this deal, you know, because now he's in alignment with Mexico and Canada. He's going to try to work with Europe and Japan, put the squeeze on China to see if he can strike a deal there, because, you know, the trade war is ongoing and tariffs continue to rise constantly in that one.
Yeah. I mean, now that we've got these juggernauts of economy, Mexico and Canada, what else can China do?
China's like, don't buy any U.S. products and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting out of this is we're cool with Canada again.
Big time.
Yes. I mean, yeah, essentially. The steel and aluminum tariffs are still in place. And Canada and Mexico says, you know, that those need to be hammered out before they officially, you know, let the ink dry on this new deal.
Yeah, I mean, hockey season starting, you know, coincidence? Probably
Thank
not.
God. Thank God.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe this was just in time so Canada can forget all this and move on to the NHL.
It's the National Hockey League.
Right. So our internet comment for the day is from Clark Stone on Facebook. He's taking the stance that a lot on the left are. Trump is like an arsonist who starts a fire and then expects people to be grateful when he calls the fire department. So, right. So like saying like, oh, you created this huge trade war for not much gain, really. And yeah, I mean, there's not many changes. Maybe this devaluing currency thing is like super important to his strategy long term, but maybe not. Maybe just wanted credit for getting a trade deal done.
I prefer that Trump is like that dirty bro who gives you chlamydia and then prescribes you amoxicillin.
Oh, okay. All right, well, okay. Interesting. Let's take it over to the soft corner, baby.
Sitting in the corner of the Macho Man Randy Savage is quite an honor.
The mother of a Missouri teen is suing her son's school in federal court, claiming he was the target of age and sex discrimination. That sounds intense, but are you guys ready for this? You ready to hear why this? What's so soft about this?
Yeah, what'd she do?
It's that her son did not make the boys' varsity soccer team as a junior, and he's not allowed to play on the JV team anymore because he's old as fuck now. So she doesn't think that's fair, so she's suing the school for her son to be allowed to play on the JV team as a junior. Okay.
That's ridiculous.
It's pretty embarrassing.
How the fuck do you let your mom get away with that shit?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, we could probably throw the kid in the soft corner, too. The mom's definitely in the soft corner.
Oh, he's in it. He's right there holding hands with her.
Yeah. You think so? I mean, like, some of these moms are very aggressive. So
it doesn't matter. Mom, do you know what's going to happen to me if you sue the school? Do you fucking know what's going to happen to me, Mom?
Did my mom know what was going to happen to me when she made me take swimming lessons at the community pool at 15?
Well, you should have been able to swim by 15. Dad.
I could swim.
Yeah, you
can't
swim
stop
at
moms. I used to swim with you guys at 15. She was just very concerned.
Not enough for your mother's comfort to trust you.
So I went to swimming lessons. That's what I did, guys. You can't stop determined moms.
Were you wearing floaties in the pool at 15?
No.
Pat's throwing himself right in the soft corner with these losers. the mother of an unnamed Ladue High School junior who did not make the varsity cut does not think that's fair. She believes her son, who already played on the JV team last year as a sophomore, is good enough to play JV again, which is not neither here nor there, lady, because
right,
he's not a sophomore anymore. He's a junior, and he's aged out. The school has a rule that you can't play on the JV team when you're a junior. So,
well, no, that's not the rule. The rule is you can't play JV if you tried out for varsity and didn't make varsity.
The rule's the rule. He's not
standard is the standard.
He's not eligible for the JV team. Yeah, the standard is the standard. So let me get you a quote here, and this is a funny quote because of who it's by. I think if the judge follows the law and looks at the evidence of, you know, John Doe's skills, we have a decent chance, said Paul Maddock, the student's lawyer. So they hired a lawyer, and they're taking this to federal court.
Yeah, the team would also have a decent chance if this kid stayed off the team.
Right.
Like, I hope this kid's lost his virginity. Probably not, but I hope he has because now he's got no shot.
You think this kid's lost his virginity? If he had, he lost his girlfriend over this story. The coach ended up writing the family an explanation on why he had to cut this kid, which is ridiculous. He wrote, the email said, the boy has holes in his technical ability, a.k.a. he sucks, and his decision-making on the field, a.k.a. he's stupid. So he's bad and stupid.
He's a bad man on the field.
He's not skillful or intelligent. That's why I cut him.
The craziest part to me about this is that they're willing to pay a lawyer, but they're not willing to pay $25 for a house league soccer registration for this kid.
Right. Have him be the third best player on a rec league team. Yeah. Like,
or some soccer lessons.
Yeah, or some soccer lessons. He could afford
Pat's mom would have this kid in soccer lessons in no time.
So fast. So many lessons. You know that you're bad if you can't make the varsity team as a pity ad, right? Like, they must really not like this kid.
No, it's, yeah, exactly, though. Like, along those lines, like, there are so many extra roster spots because they need people to practice with and stuff. He wasn't even good enough to be a practice dummy.
Yeah,
so
he wouldn't want to make the team, though, at this point, because he would get fucking hazed.
Oh yeah. Not only by the team, which he would, but also if I was a fan of an opposing team that played him, I would come pretty prepared to heckle the shit out of this team and this kid from the stands.
Yeah. What this kid really needs is for his dad to get like a job transfer immediately. That's what he needs.
To this kid, I would like to say, it's time to hang up the cleats, buddy. Just over prep for the SATs and move on. There are going to be plenty of wins for you in college and down the road, as long as you get far, far away from your soft-ass mother.
Yeah, it's time to hang him up. All right, so lightning round. You guys ready for the lightning round?
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt. Oh, yeah!
All right, Texas governor and enemy of trees, Greg Abbott, took to Fox and Friends yesterday morning to talk about the Democratic challenger for Texas Senate, Beto O'Rourke, saying, quote, "He's been a cult-like, very popular figure the way that he's run the campaign. But you don't vote on cult. You don't vote on personality when you get to the U.S. Senate. You vote on issues. You vote for the creepiest guy in the race because you know he can get stuff done."
This sounds like, okay, so
he didn't say that last part.
Beto is kind of like, if you want to look at it from like just the opposition, you want to say he's a cult because he has a lot of like liberal, you know, cucks following him because he's popular and whatever. That's one thing. I think that's kind of pretty much what he's saying. It's actually kind of a brilliant way to go after Texas Republicans, calling him a cult guy.
Well, also, he kind of got backed up by Obama today because Obama also snubbed Beto from his updated endorsement list. So really shitty day for Beto.
How many people are on that list? Unless it's like one, how the fuck did Beto not make that
list? It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
So my theory then is something is going to come out that's not good for Beto in the news soon.
They're like maybe 35 seats up for re-election in the Senate, and this is like one of the hottest elections. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
It's definitely something from his band days that is going to get him into trouble.
Yeah.
All right. Shocker. Another one of Kavanaugh's classmates at Yale, this marks the third officially and probably many more to come, has come forward to say that old Kavanaugh is absolutely full of shit when he says he has never blacked out or drank to a point where he did not remember things. Charles Luddington, or Chad Luddington, an associate professor of history at North Carolina State, has come forward to say Kavanaugh was, quote, a belligerent and aggressive drinker. He went on to say, on many occasions, I heard Brett slur his words and saw him staggering from alcohol consumption. You guys ever slurred or staggered from alcohol consumption? I know for a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever fallen asleep somewhere and woke up in a different place? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know everyone at this table has had their fair share of these types of nights.
Why
in high
am
school,
I peeing
college.
Here?
Yeah. Yeah. Recently, this past weekend, Pat fell off some scaffolding in NYC. Definitely would not be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. The White House has expanded the investigation slightly, and hopefully for Kavanaugh's sake, that expansion does not include his drinking. And if it does go into drinking, he is kind of fucked because it's pretty clear that he was lying in the
yeah,
hearing.
But they're not getting that done in a week.
What is it now, a 3-year investigation? That's how long it would take to get all the alcohol stories out.
Oh, Mitch McConnell, the gray turtle, came out to say and said it's happening this week. The vote is happening this week.
Right. I mean, they would need some picture of him like passed out with writing dicks on his face and all that kind of shit, like in a lawn, in order for him to, you know, be fucked. Even Rachel Mitchell has said that the evidence from the hearing does not support the sexual assault case. It's still a he said, she said thing. So unless they can find something, you know, about that, he's probably going to get in.
All right. So Jordan Jackson, a Reno woman, was arrested for suspicion of DUI on Sunday night after she crashed her car into her own house. She's a renter. Several drivers who witnessed Jackson driving down Plum Lane just before the crash, they told police that she was passing cars at, quote, a high rate of speed. Odds are Jackson made the rookie mistake of breaking the seal earlier in the evening. No word on whether or not she made it to the bathroom in time.
Yeah, she wanted to get home early. She was like, I'm home. I'll deal with this mess tomorrow.
Just Reno, baby.
Crushed in house.
Reno, we like to drink out here in Reno.
Yeah, and now her car is her coffee table.
Moving on. Halloween asteroid. A skull-shaped asteroid is going to pass Earth again just after Halloween. The nerd name for the asteroid is 2015 TB145 and was first discovered in 2015, so go figure. In 2015, the asteroid showed up only 300,000 miles from Earth, but this time it will be 24 million miles and show up around November 11th. So, frankly, I'm not even sure why the fuck we are covering this story, especially since Halloween is a month away. The asteroid has been named Death Comet or Halloween Asteroid. Don't worry, though. The Death Comet is not a threat to Earth. Even if it did impact Earth, it would need to be 15 times larger to kill us, but would certainly fuck up some shit wherever it did hit, as it is 700 meters wide, likely on fire and going extremely fast.
Yeah, Death Comet, though, is a great band name, so that's why I think we're covering it. You'd even get the logo of your band for free with the skull asteroid picture. It's pretty badass.
Done.
It is. True. And also, you're right. This comet's no big deal. But we probably should worry about the one where they evacuated an entire town by the telescope and scapegoated a janitor for diddling kids.
Yeah. That's also, the other reason we're safe is because Ben Affleck would never let that happen again. All right. So underfunded and overworked police departments are a major issue in many communities. Luckily for the students and residents of University Park, the Pennsylvania State Police don't have that problem. After two police horses were assaulted while attempting to quell one hell of a tailgate party, it seems that the PSP were out of options. That's when the Board Police Department, with resources to burn, said, if we can't take them by land, we'll take them by air, probably. They then proceeded to fly a helicopter at low altitudes over the party, creating like a Wizard of Oz-like situation with tents and George Foreman grills flying everywhere.
That's an awesome strategy, though. It would be really hard to party through helicopter wind.
Yeah, could you imagine? You're playing cornhole. You're like, what the fuck?
We only have one option.
Beer pong's impossible.
Pat, I can't believe you get Ben Affleck the credit for that asteroid.
I'm sorry.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah. not without Affleck's support, though.
True. Fair enough.
Tag team.
Moving on. Joanne Katzenberger is in a little bit of trouble with law enforcement this week, and this story is fucking crazy. Katzenberger was arrested after flinging blood and feces at officers who were trying to arrest her in her home. Take a guess at what drug she was on when this happened, guys.
Meth.
Alcohol. No.
That's right. The comeback king, methamphetamine. Apparently, Katzenberger had injected a quarter of meth directly into her veins and was acting like a maniac inside her home, so someone called to report her activity. And when police tried to arrest the woman, she said she needed medical attention. But when the ambulance arrived, she became irate, told police there were drugs in her butt, ran to the bathtub, and started digging at her ass, much like I do in the middle of the night sometimes.
Wait, what?
You guys don't ever scratch your ass in the middle of the night? Come on, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, but you implied something different there. Continue.
Go to bed with itchy ass, wake up with stinky finger. Ever heard that one?
Yeah, Confucius say, go to bed with itchy ass, wake up with stinky finger.
That's right. Only her ass started bleeding. She then flung a shit and blood-covered brown bag of what she said was heroin at the officers, splattering them with blood. She went on to act like
Gross.
A complete psycho. Yeah, she went on to act like a complete psycho on her way to the car, in the car, in the jail, and three officers had to be tested for every disease in the world after being splattered with her bodily fluid.
And yeah. Be on the lookout for zombies now, because this is the start of 28 days later.
Yeah, she threw a bloody fecal mattered bag of heroin at a cop's face, then started spitting blood on three other cops.
Yeah, it's a Saturday
Holy
night.
Shit.
Yeah, she's a party. And that's it for Hard Factor. Thank you once again for listening. Please subscribe, download on iTunes, add us at Hard Factor News.
Oh, say that start over. You said iTunes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, please get us on iTunes. It's new.
Okay, cool.
Not available in cities.
That's it for Hard Factor. Thank you once again for listening. Please download, subscribe on iTunes, everywhere you listen. Add us at Twitter at Hard Factor News. Follow us. Do all the shit that we need to keep growing. We really appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow.